Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
Well, today, this Sunday, we are wrapping up the series on thanksgiving and gratitude that we have been exploring all month. And we've learned that gratitude is more than just a feeling. Gratitude, as Charles Fillmore said, is a great mind magnet. And when it is expressed from the heart, it opens the way for great things to come to us. A more contemporary way of saying that might be, gratitude shifts our focus from lack to abundance, transforming how we experience life. Because we truly do believe, and I say no, that we live in an abundant universe. There is more than enough for everybody to have all they need when we can get into that consciousness and help others to get into it. So today, as we wrap this up, I want to take a look at the word thanksgiving. Have you ever really thought about that word? You have the first part, thanks, and the second part, giving. Giving. What do we give? Well, if I were to ask, go out here and do one of those person on the street things, you know, like they do on late night TV, and say, what do you think Thanksgiving is really all about? I would probably get many people answer things like, well, turkey. They may answer pilgrims and Indians, which was a pretty much made-up story. They may say football. They may say family. They may say going to the movies. Or they may say getting ready to go shopping on Black Friday. If I were to go ask in traditional Christian churches what Thanksgiving was, they would say it is about giving thanks to God for our good, for our blessings, with the unspoken hope that God will continue to bless me more. Certainly giving thanks to the source of all good, or God, is very beneficial. It puts us in harmony with the source. That's what gratitude and thanksgiving are all about. It's about getting into the harmony, the energy, the vibration of the universe. But it does more. It does even more than that. Eric Butterworth wrote this: a grateful heart will always attract to itself in one way or another, through human hands or through wonder-working ways, the great things needed to solve any situation. Do you hear the power in that? We have a lot of things in our world we want to change. I'm going to move us beyond our own personal experience and our own individual expressions of gratitude to how can we use gratitude to truly, like we like to say in Unity, co-create a world that works for all. Well, if we want to change things and change them with ease, we begin by being in the energy of gratitude. Gratitude is a creative energy. Anger, fear, hate, those are all destructive energies. And it's as simple as what we put on our Facebook page. Or what we, I guess we don't tweet anymore. Whatever we did do now. I'm not into all that. We use gratitude to change. We all have something in our life experience that we want to change. We may want to change our health, our weight, our career, our relationships. But we also have those big things that we look at that we want to change. We want to heal the environment. Create an economy that is equitable for everybody. We want to rise in human consciousness. We want international or intranational peace. And we ask ourselves, why hasn't this happened? We call Jesus the Prince of Peace, and for 2,000 years we've had nothing but war. We've had nothing but poverty. Well, we've had other things, but we've had too much of that. And it's because we're coming at it from the energy of criticizing, condemning, blaming, expressing emotions of anger and fear. That does not bring about change. That only gives power to what is appearing. What we focus on, we learned last week, is what we increase. And we live in a time where I would say the majority of people, especially on social media, are very negative. We're putting all that negative energy out there. Oh, the end is here. Everything's going to fall apart. Maybe, maybe not. But if it falls apart, something new will be built. And if it doesn't fall apart, it'll evolve into something new. If we are in the attitude of gratitude, if we're in that high vibrational frequency of thanksgiving, what do we put our energy into? When we put our energy into fear, we create a negative outworking that makes what is, that thing we're afraid of, even worse. Even worse. I was talking to somebody 2 days ago, and they were saying, oh, the economy is going to crash. This is the end. Well, if you want it to be, can I get a hallelujah? Do you all realize you can change that? We can change that energy? Charles Fillmore wrote, gratitude is a transformative spiritual practice that changes not only how we perceive the world, but also how we experience it. Unity teachings emphasize that gratitude is not just a reaction to good circumstances. It is the creative force that creates good circumstances. We grew up, so many of us, with this idea that we give thanks after we receive. And yet every great teacher said, give thanks before, because that puts you in that creative energy. And you can reshape reality in that energy. Myrtle Fillmore taught, you may talk about the laws of life. You may affirm the good. But unless you praise and give thanks, your words are empty. Think about that. You may talk about the laws of life. You may affirm the good. I can affirm that, oh, there's abundant supply for everybody. Oh, did you hear what so-and-so did? You've just wiped it out. But when we practice gratitude, we engage in the divine flow of good that is in the universe. Here's how gratitude changes things. Number one, it changes our perspective. How many of you ever heard this? If you've ever been a prayer chaplain, you know what I'm going to be about to say. We do not pray to change God's mind. We pray to change our mind. And every word we speak is a prayer. What are we praying? When we focus on what we are grateful for, we shift from a mindset of lack to a mindset of abundance. All of a sudden, we can see opportunity where we weren't able to see it before. All of a sudden, we can see a supply of whatever we need where we weren't able to see it before. And instead of dwelling on what's missing, we become aware of what is present. In all the turmoil that's going on out there in the world today, we can focus on what's missing, or we can shift our focus and see what's out there that's available. See the good that is out there. Give you an example. If you're struggling with a situation, whether it's financial hardship, a difficult relationship, health challenges, gratitude helps us see the silver linings. It doesn't deny the difficulty. That would be what we call metaphysical malpractice. It doesn't deny the difficulty, but it highlights the good that coexists with the difficulty, because the difficulty is what the universe is calling to us to heal, to change, to shift. And as bleak as something may look, there is always something good coexisting with it. Martha Smock, Unity Minister, wrote, gratitude turns what we have into enough and even more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, and confusion into clarity. When we can focus on recognizing even the smallest blessings, we open our minds to solutions and possibilities that we might have overlooked. They were there the whole time, but we weren't able to see them because we were in the low frequency of fear, anger, and hatred, and criticizing and condemning. So gratitude is a magnet for blessing. And when we give thanks, we're affirming the presence of good. Even if people or things around us are not acting good. But there is always good there somewhere. And it draws more good. Charles Fillmore said, "Thanksgiving will keep the heart fresh. For true thanksgiving may be likened to rain falling upon the soil, refreshing it and increasing its productiveness. When we thank the universe for what we have, even and especially before it manifests, we set the stage for its arrival. Gratitude activates faith and trust in the unseen. It's a great emotional resilience. Gratitude doesn't necessarily change outer circumstances, but it changes how we respond to them. And that's important. You know, if your house is on fire and you're running around, oh my God, the house is on fire, the house is on fire, I got to do something, the house is on fire, what do I do? Your house is going to burn down. But if it's on fire, you look and say, oh, I ought to call the fire department. When we get into that gratitude energy and we're thankful that there's a fire department, we change how we respond to circumstances. When we practice gratitude, we cultivate inner peace. And one thing that I think we need more of in our world is resilience. Resilience. Because that puts us into the energy of action from which we can then begin to actually physically change things. Think about this for a minute. This is your chance to do some exercise here. When facing a challenge, can you list three things that you are grateful for in that situation? Think of a challenge you're having right now. You personally, not something in the whole world, because we all have some challenge at some point in our lives. If we don't, it gets kind of boring. Think about a challenge you're having right now in this very moment. Maybe you're struggling at work. What can you find? What three things can you find to be grateful for? You might be grateful for the opportunity to learn. You might be grateful for supportive colleagues or the ability to make an income. When we can get into the consciousness of what we are grateful for, we reframe the situation and we can approach it with strength and clarity. Perhaps that's one of the most powerful things we can do is reframe our difficulties, whether ours or the collective consciousness, as opportunities for growth. One of the teens a couple years ago said to me, you know, when something goes wrong, what if we just said, plot twist? It's a plot twist. It's an opportunity to grow. It's an opportunity to do something you never thought you could do. And to trust that every experience, and I mean every experience, serves a higher purpose. Every challenge is an opportunity to see God's grace at work. I'm going to share with you a story of a Unity minister I know. She shared this story of an experience she had before she even thought about becoming a minister. It was many years ago. Her name was Sarah. Well, still is. Sarah was a single mother. She was juggling a very stressful job, trying to pay all the bills and keep her two children fed and clothed. Her days were filled with worry and exhaustion, and she often found herself focusing on what was wrong with life. Sound familiar? I bet we've all been there at some point or another. Well, she shared that one day she attended a Unity workshop on gratitude, and the speaker shared a quote with her, and that quote was, "Gratitude transforms what we have into enough and more." So she decided, I'm going to try this. I'm going to see if there's anything to this. You know, in Malachi, in the Old Testament, it says, put God to the test. That's an invitation to try it and see what happens. So she did. She tried it. Her first step, she started keeping a gratitude journal. She wrote down three things every night that she was grateful for that happened that day. No matter how small, it might have just been, I saw a pretty flower. But she found three things that she was grateful for. At first, it was difficult. But as she really got to thinking about it, she thought, oh, you know what? There were some good things that happened today. Might be the smile of a coworker, a kind gesture from a stranger, or a moment of peace and quiet with the children. But she also began using affirmations. And every morning she would say, I am grateful for the abundance that flows into my life. If you haven't used affirmations in Unity, we always start them with the name of God, I am, because it's your name too. I am grateful for the abundance that flows into my life. Let's say that together. I am grateful for the abundance that flows into my life. Can you feel that energy? No? Let's try it again then. Okay? I am grateful for the abundance that flows into my life. If you still can't feel the energy, keep working with it. You'll get it. What happened is her mind shifted. And all of a sudden, one day, a couple weeks later, her boss came to her and gave her a promotion with a big raise. Her relationships with her children improved as she focused on appreciating their unique qualities. She even started volunteering at a local shelter because her newfound sense of abundance inspired her to serve others. She says that through Thanksgiving, I discovered a profound truth. When we live in gratitude, we create a ripple effect of joy and blessing. There, I got the word joy in. Novella's wearing a joy shirt. When we live in gratitude, we create a ripple effect of joy and blessings. It radiates out. We all know, we learned a couple weeks ago, and scientists have proven that we are radiating energy all the time. Are we radiating fear? Are we radiating worry? Are we radiating anxiety or hatred? Or are we radiating love? Are we radiating gratitude? Because what we radiate ripples outwards from us. Another thing that happens when we're in that energy of gratitude, it enhances our connections with each other. Right now, we live in a world that's very divided. Different people have different ideas and opinions, and we're not hearing and seeing each other. But if we got into that consciousness of gratitude, it would enhance our connection with each other. It would foster kindness, forgiveness, and understanding. You know, in Unity, we teach that gratitude and love are intertwined. Eric Butterworth wrote, "Gratitude is the doorway to the divine flow of love." I suspect there are people, maybe in your families or your workplaces, that you really don't have a good relationship right now because maybe they think different than you. And sometimes people get very passionate about their opinions. They may be about differing ideas about religion, about politics, whatever. But what if we could forget the circumstances and the differences for just 5 seconds and look for something we can be grateful for them about them? By thanking others for their contributions, no matter how small or how great, we deepen the bonds between each other and we create a positive ripple effect. Another thing that happens in this consciousness is gratitude inspires action. It inspires action. It moves us to act. When we recognize how much we have been given, we feel inspired to give back. And that could mean a sharing of resources, volunteering somewhere, working to bring about change, or simply spreading positivity, a smile, a thank you, looking somebody in the eye and really seeing them. I'm going to give you another story. There was a man who recovered from an illness, and he felt so grateful for the care that he had been given at the hospital that he volunteered at that hospital, uplifting others who were going through similar struggles. His gratitude transformed his pain into purpose. We can transform the pain that is in this world, in this country and the society right now into goodness if we can get into that attitude of gratitude. Because it connects us. It connects us with each other, and it connects us with the divine. When we give thanks, we acknowledge the presence of God in our lives, and we affirm that we live in an abundant universe. You know, I think probably one of the most powerful stories in the scriptures, the New Testament, is the story of Jesus raising Lazarus. And I don't know if you've ever paid real close attention to what he did, but when he arrived at the tomb and all the people were around him saying, "You can't raise him, it's been too long, nothing can happen," he prayed. And he said this, "Father, thank you that you have heard me. Now I know I don't need to do this because you already know the good that's there. I'm doing this for those who are watching." And he gave thanks before he did the miracle, because he aligned himself through that attitude of gratitude, that high vibrational frequency of power. Say he did the same thing when he multiplied the loaves and fishes. He gave thanks for the abundance that was there. He couldn't see it. Nobody could see it. But when they gave thanks for it, all of a sudden, it appears. What are some things we could give thanks for that we want to change in our world? The climate and the solutions that to bring that back into harmony are waiting to be discovered and implemented. And if we had the power to create it, guess what we also have? The power to heal it. Thank you, God, that we have this opportunity to come into a new level of understanding, a new way of being. Maybe it's changing a system of government to work for all people that is equitable, empowering, effective, efficient. I don't know what that's going to look like. No one does yet. But we can all agree that we have lots to be grateful for in this country. And if we focus on that, things will evolve naturally. And I do believe we have reached a point of change. That's a lot of what we're seeing in our world today. Why there's so much confusion, why there's so much anxiety, why there's so much chaos is because we're going through this major shift as a species. And that's very uncomfortable. But if we can get into that attitude of gratitude, that thanks living energy, we're no longer down here, we're up here in a higher vibration. And we draw energy up with us and people up with us. Maybe we can be grateful for all the things we have gone through as a nation, all the ways we have muddled through and grown together, for all the differing ideas, and because of them, something unseen is trying to be born. We can give thanks for all the good that is in that unseenness, because there is good. We can give thanks for all the awakenings that we as a people, as a species, have had to this point. And if we give thanks for that, we'll create new awakenings. We can give thanks for all the failures. Have you ever thought about giving thanks for failures? Good, somebody did. Good for you. Yes. You all know what fail means, right? F-A-I-L, future attempt in learning. Okay, we're always attempting new things. I used to tell my students, I had it on my wall, "You have my permission to fail with enthusiasm." Have you ever thought about failing with enthusiasm? It's simply, "Oh, that way doesn't work. Well, I learned something that doesn't work. Now I can focus on see if the next one does." Failure is a great opportunity for everybody. We can give thanks for all the relationships that have been healed. Relationships between races, relationships between ethnicities. And we know there's much more work to be done in those areas. But if we start by giving thanks for what has been done, we will find the next steps appear easier. There's a lot to be grateful for, and more is emerging all of the time. And in the midst of all these struggles, in gratitude, we can see the light. We can see the solution. That's what Thanksgiving is. That's what Thanksgiving is, being in that consciousness of gratitude. So as we come to the conclusion of this gratitude series, I invite us to pause and reflect on the journey we've been on together. We have learned gratitude is more than a feeling. It's a spiritual practice that aligns us with the divine, that allows us to see the divine in every moment and every opportunity, in every situation, in every experience, every day. We have learned that gratitude transforms us, not because it changes our circumstances, but because it changes us. I love it. We used to have a member of this congregation. He passed on many years ago. But people would say, well, under the circumstances, and he would go, what are you doing under the circumstances? Get above the circumstances. You don't have to be under them. Gratitude transforms us. It shifts our energy. It aligns us with our higher self and deepens our individual connection to spirit. Last Sunday and the Sunday before, we learned that light reveals the light that our hearts emanate. And our hearts, if you weren't here and didn't hear this, scientists have shown that our hearts do emit light, 100,000 photons a second when we're in the consciousness of gratitude. And in that light, blessings that we had overlooked are revealed. We can find a foundation upon which we can build, and we can find joy even in the midst of great challenges. One of my all-time favorite quotes is from Meister Eckhart, who said that if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. It will be enough. Those words remind us that gratitude is a prayer. It is sacred. It's an acknowledgement of the good that is always present. So in this moment, take a moment. Put your hand over your heart. Take a deep breath. Think of one person or thing, experience, whatever, that you are grateful for right now. It may be big, it may be small, it doesn't matter. Maybe it's simply the warmth of the sun on your face, the love of a friend or family member, the sound of music that stirs your soul, or maybe simply the gift of being alive in this moment. Feel the gratitude. Let it fill your heart. Let it flow throughout your body. And now know this. In this moment, together, we have created a ripple of light that is going out into our city. It's going beyond these walls. Because gratitude is contagious. When we practice it, we become instruments of uplifting. We radiate love and positivity that touches those around us, whether they're consciously aware of it or not. Now, as I said before, gratitude does not deny difficulties. It transforms how we experience them. It allows us to look at a challenge and say, what can I learn here? How is God moving in this situation? What good can I bring forth? It empowers us to trust that even in the darkness, something beautiful is unfolding. So as we leave this series, I encourage you to make gratitude not just something you practice once a year at Thanksgiving or on special occasions, but make it a way of life. And here are three simple ways to do that. One, begin and end each day with gratitude. Start your morning by thinking of three things that you are grateful for, and do the same before you go to bed. Number two, express gratitude to others. Never underestimate the power of saying thank you. It not only blesses the receiver, but it deepens our own sense of appreciation when we do that. Next, find gratitude in the ordinary. How many of us become blind to the ordinary? If we open our eyes and our hearts, we can find gratitude in the ordinary. We can look for the beauty of the small everyday moments, a smile, a cup of coffee, a moment of stillness. You know, these are all treasures that go unnoticed sometimes, but they hold profound significance. So in closing, I want to leave you with this thought. Gratitude is not just about saying thank you. It's about living thank you. It's about walking through life with open eyes and open hearts, recognizing that there are infinite blessings all around us, and we embody the light we are together. So let's do one more affirmation together. I'll read a little piece of it, and then you repeat it. I am grateful for the gifts of this life. Oh, here's a hard one. I am grateful for the challenges that help me grow. Wow, you guys did good on that one. You were more grateful for that than the first one. I am grateful for the love that surrounds me. Grateful for the love that surrounds me. I am grateful for the light that I am. Thank you, God. Now go forth with a heart full of gratitude, knowing that your thankfulness is a powerful force for good in this world. And remember, you are the light of the world, and your gratitude makes that light shine even brighter. And I say to you, thank you for being a part of this journey with me.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.